We know the persistent rain is making your holiday weekend very dreary. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. We have issued a WRAL weather alert day. I'm here with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. And Anthony, how does the rest of the weekend look? That's the big question
right now. That's the big question. Yeah, I know when a lot of people are seeing this on radar right now, Julian, it doesn't necessarily scream for the best forecast, the best, you know, plans here for the rest of our Memorial Day weekend. But let's talk about here where we are headed. We still have the rainfall on radar right now. The good thing is, though, and I will show you this the next time we meet, Memorial Day itself is trending drier, not completely dry, but drier. And so that's good. We got to get through this rainfall, though, that we have on radar right now. Most everyone has seen it here showing up, and we continue to watch a fairly light coverage for most of us, but it just continues. It's that getting your bones kind of cool afternoon and evening with the rain. It makes you want to just take a nap and hang inside. Well, here's, let's start off up to the north. Roanoke Rapids, very light coverage, but still just coming down from I-95 down toward Rocky Mount. A little bit lighter here in this direction, but as we head closer to the triangle down to the south, notice all of that rainfall continuing. Durham, Raleigh, Smithfield, Sanford, Dunn, everyone getting in on it. Maybe a little bit lighter coverage down to the south. So this is what we're going to go for here. Bands continuing to push their way through. We do here have live on the roads WRAL's Shelley Jackson. You can see Storm Tracker right there in Wake County. She has been monitoring those conditions out there. Shelley, what are you seeing in your area and where are you at specifically here?
Well, Anthony, we have been driving around in Storm Tracker for a couple of hours, and so far the rain has been pretty steady across the city. Let's take a look at our current conditions out here. We are driving west right now on Hillsboro, and, you know, it had been pretty steady, and then over the past 20 minutes the showers had kind of let up a little. Still wet enough that if you're going to be outside, you need rain gear or you will get wet. But now it's kind of a softer sprinkle, so we'll see how that develops. We did come across a crash today on 440 near Jones Franklin, and a lot of people are still out today running errands despite the rain and looking for things to do inside.
Well, it's raining, obviously, so we decided to go to the library. We stayed in town because we didn't want to get caught up in traffic going to the mountains. And
I've been indoors all day, and it maybe will rain tomorrow, and I'm just going stir crazy. And besides, I have coffee that I must have with milk in the morning, and I had to get milk.
I understand that. No coffee without milk. And so remember, if you're out here driving around, it doesn't take a lot of water to make the roads slick. So slow down a little bit so you get to where you're going safely on this weekend. Anthony?
And thank you, Shelley. Yeah, very important to remember here. Lots of people out and about, of course, for this holiday weekend. Just take it slow, maybe hang inside while these showers pass their way on through. It is just that. It's that very showery nature to it, but it's not necessarily pouring down rain here in most of our viewing area. It's just that kind of, like I said, it makes you want to hang inside, maybe play some board games or something with the family tonight. There is where Storm Tracker is. We will continue to monitor those conditions here going throughout the rest of this evening. That begs the question here, where are we headed? There is Futurecast doing a very good job of showing few and far between coverage the further south you go here of our viewing area, but we'll watch that round of shower and storm activity continuing. We are not expecting severe weather. There could be some localized flooding here, mainly south of the triangle. That shouldn't be a big issue, though, for us tonight. There is 9 o'clock, maybe an off and on break or so, and then we get more showers pushing their way in. There's early tomorrow morning as you're up and at them on your Sunday. Looks like during the day tomorrow, very similar to what we have seen today. Scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder or two into the afternoon. Very, very similar to what we saw today. So keep the umbrella handy. Make sure to just stay weather aware. We will continue to, of course, to track that here as we go throughout the rest of this weekend. Memorial Day itself, though, like I said, looks a little bit better. But there is what we're anticipating here as we go into tonight. The best chances there, Julian, for some localized flooding down toward the coast. So certainly not the best forecast here. We will go over when this all moves out, but coming up in a few minutes.
Not at all, but we will brave through it. All right. Thanks, Anthony. To keep up with the weather while you're out and about, download the WRAL weather app. You can look for dual Doppler 5000 and hour-by-hour temperatures in your area. I have to remind you that it is free to download on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Well, we have new information about a shooting in Fayetteville that was breaking news this morning. One woman died. Police have identified both her and a man now charged with her murder. Police say 27-year-old LaVon Campbell shot and killed 19-year-old Ayanna Thompson. Police found Thompson dead at the scene on Bragg Road near a bowling alley there, we're told, last night around 11:45. Campbell faces first-degree murder charges and other charges as well. Well, quite a crash this morning on Barrel Road at Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker arrived at the scene to find a badly damaged SUV. You see it there, already loaded on a tow truck, and a pickup truck also with heavy damage on its side in the road. Police tell us the truck was traveling down Hillsborough Street and ran a red light. That's when the SUV crashed into it. There were no serious injuries to report, but police say the crash created a hazard in the busy intersection until crews were able to clear it. Firefighters scrambled early this morning to put out flames at this house fire in Cary. It happened on Brandon Drive around 4 a.m. This is video from our breaking news tracker at the scene showing heavy damage on one side of the home. The fire displaced four people. However, no one was hurt. The cause is still under investigation. Tonight, we are hearing from a North Carolina representative about the progress on the debt ceiling discussion. Congress now has less than 9 days to reach a deal, we're told. The debt ceiling talk negotiator and North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry says he worked until 2:30 this morning to reach a deal. He says progress was made. However, a few major sticking points remain.
We've had a long list for a long time. What I didn't anticipate is we'd have a very short list for a very long time.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen adjusted the deadline from June 1st to June 5th. That's the estimated time of when the nation will not have enough money to pay its bills, leading to major job losses and economic disaster. Well, I haven't said it just yet, but happy Memorial Day weekend. Can I say that? Well, on Memorial Day, we're supposed to remember those who've given their lives in service to our country. At a baseball field in West Raleigh, one group is helping do just that. WRAL's Eric Miller shows us the field of honor.
At the West Raleigh Baseball Complex,
it's awe-inspiring.
Baseball replaced by the red, white, and blue.
You feel the weight of the sacrifices that others have made.
Ismael Berlanga is an active duty Army chaplain.
Every year, it's important to my wife and I to make sure that our kids understand a little bit of, you know, our service in the military.
This year, he brought them here, the Field of Honor.
510 American flags in memory and honor of various community heroes, veterans, military, law enforcement officers.
Angie Stafford is a director with the Wake County Exchange Clubs. For the last 4 years, they've filled this field with flags in a tradition that ultimately dates back two decades.
After 9/11, an exchangeite in Utah who is the owner of Colonial Flags, where we get the flags from, he wanted to do something to commemorate the 9/11 tragedy. So he put out over 3,000 flags, one for each person who died.
Now, exchange clubs around the country follow his lead, providing a chance to remember and a promise never to forget.
I see each one of these flags and I think of the families that carry on the memory.
In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
We know you want one of those flags. You can purchase one of those flags to honor a loved one or friend. The exchange clubs will be holding a ceremony on Monday at 1 p.m. A new warning out for those heading out in the water this weekend near Camp Lejeune. Base officials are prohibiting the access of boats in or near Browns Island. They say the island is currently full of bombs that have not exploded. The explosives are buried in the landscape of the island as well as the seafloor surrounding the island. The base says the bombs could date back as far as 1942 during World War II.
Almost anything metal could be dangerous. Not less than a week ago, we found a 500-pound bomb that was on the shore, and that one was about 6 feet long. We did detonate it to get rid of it, but that's not the only one out there.
A 500-pound bomb is used on everything from buildings to tanks. The boat would not stand a chance.
This is such a fascinating story, and we still have more questions. The Bay says anyone in a boat spotted near or around the island could face a $5,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail or charges for trespassing on federal property. The rainy day wasn't a complete bust for lifeguards at Raleigh Pools. And no, I am not joking. Coming up, what they did to keep their skills sharp while no one was swimming today. And if you're planning a trip to one of North Carolina's lighthouses, keep an eye on when and how you're making it happen. Coming up, the different variables to consider when you're scheduling your trip.
Clinical depression in teenagers doubled in a decade. and the U.S. Surgeon General this week pointed to social media as a factor. We go on the record with experts, a parent and a teenager who deal with this every day. The real solutions you can put in place to protect your kids online. On the record tonight at 7.
Now, breaking news from WRAL. Coverage you can count on.
We are following breaking news right now. Fayetteville police are on the scene of a bad crash. Murchison Road from Country Club Road to Shaw Mill Road is closed right now. The WRAL breaking news tracker is heading to the scene. We'll have more tonight at 10 on Fox 50 and right here at WRAL at 11. Well, did you know the pool's still open today? Despite both the rain and the cold air temperatures, Raleigh Public Swimming Pool's open today for the unofficial start of the summer season. We had a news crew out to Ridge Road Pool, and sure enough, there was a lifeguard on duty, but not a soul was in the swimming pool. The day wasn't wasted, though. You're seeing what they were doing today. Raleigh Parks and Rec officials say rainy days like this provide an excellent opportunity for lifeguards to brush up on their training. And we saw them practicing CPR and other life-saving techniques. Park officials say they have a much better staffing situation today than they did the same time last year when some pools couldn't even open on the holiday weekend.
But we are still struggling a little bit with staffing. So while the facilities will be open, there may be times that a waiting pool may be closed, or we may have to limit capacity. So there may be a wait for one in, one out if we get to a capacity based on the number of staff that we have. But it's a much improved over last year, where we were only able to operate the pools on the weekends.
Those lifeguards are not wasting any days. The Parks and Recs Department is still actively recruiting for lifeguard positions this summer. If you're interested, go ahead and sign up. One good place to visit this holiday weekend where you won't get wet, the butterfly exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. It reopened today for the first time in a few years. It had been closed early in the pandemic. The museum has about 30 different species of butterflies. There are also two wood turtles, a tarantula, and a sloth, all in an exotic forest setting.
It's modeled after a tropical dry forest, but it is a place like you might encounter in Central America. So we have a lot of the plants you would see, mahogany tree, cashew tree, bromeliads, orchids, all the neat plants and fauna of that region.
How cool is that? Now, I know you already know this, but I want to remind you, admissions to the museum is free. North Carolina's seven major coastal lighthouses provide some of the most iconic and historic views of the Carolina coastline. Most of them were built well over a century ago. And over our state has both the oldest working lighthouse and the tallest lighthouse in the entire country. But if you want to go visit them this summer, it can be a little tricky. Some are closed for renovation. Some require 6 weeks advance reservations. Others require taking a ferry. That's a lot. Well, if you want to visit one of these historic giants, WRAL has a plan for your summer beach trip by creating a guide on how to visit each lighthouse. Just go to WRAL.com. We make it so easy for you. Anthony, let's come on back and talk about this rain. Hey, this was expected. We knew it was coming this week, but when it falls on Memorial Day weekend, it just gets a little soggy, right?
I know. Yeah, I was talking to some family back home in the Midwest, and they were saying it's sunny, gorgeous, and I'm thinking, can we head to that direction?
Right.
It's been so just kind of gross here in most of our direction. Let's talk about here where we sit. And so I know today has kind of been a, hang inside, not necessarily great forecast kind of a day. We have a few more days to get through of that, or at least one more tomorrow that's going to be very similar to today. And then I may have a little bit better news by the time we get into Memorial Day. And I'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's talk about this mess here, first of all. There's dual Doppler 5000. We continue to watch the rounds of showers pushing in off the coast. What's going on right now is there is a center of low pressure that's fairly strong off the South Carolina coast, and it's just pushing all of these bands here into our direction. Pretty much everyone has been talking the rainfall today, and it's not necessarily pouring, but it's enough showery activity for most of us to be kind of a nuisance, if you will. There's Roanoke Rapids. You see you head down I-95. Rocky Mount, maybe in a little bit of a drier pocket right now. Just a few sprinkles still going on there. We head toward Durham, Raleigh, Smithfield, Sanford, looking pretty wet here. Fayetteville, maybe a break in your area, but again, this is going to continue to push through. We have more to go. You head down to the south. There is the center of low pressure. You can kind of see that spin in the atmosphere where it continues to push that all onshore. The lightning you see right there, it's in a environment that has a little bit more energy to work with. As it gets closer to our direction, that should fizzle out as far as the lightning potential. We're not anticipating storms tonight. There is the center of low pressure, though. I'm going to leave it here on the wide view just for a second because that is the big driver of our weather. It continues to push up here into North Carolina, and that center is almost going to go right over our area here as we head into tomorrow. Continued chances there of some showers there 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, few and far between, maybe here around Raleigh by the time we start tomorrow morning, but it just kind of is depending on your location here where we're going to get that going. Scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms for us tomorrow. Very, very similar to what we've been seeing today. There will not be any breaks in the cloud cover. It's going to be another day to hang inside, keep the umbrella handy. We head to about 5 o'clock tomorrow evening as you're planning for your Memorial Day. Again, talking those showers and storms here on radar. No severe weather is expected. That's great news. And our flooding potential tomorrow is looking better. Today, though, this is the current outlook from the Weather Prediction Center. Really going to be an issue here, I think, along the coast, especially. We're not anticipating widespread flooding here across most of our viewing area. But a place like Fayetteville is in that medium category. Wilmington toward New Bern is in the high category. So certainly some localized flooding could be an issue there. Let's head outside right now. I know it's kind of a messy forecast for most of us. There's a live look in Clinton. I was watching this camera a second ago and the trees were just bouncing around. We certainly have the rainfall coming down there. The roads are damp. Current wind gusts here for most of us are about 20 to maybe 28 miles an hour there, getting close to that 30 mile an hour mark. We're going to continue to see breezy conditions as we head into tonight. 61 degrees. That's it. That's where we're at right now in Raleigh, Durham, Clinton, Fayetteville. That's the favorite number here. 60 degrees in Goldsboro as well. And we'll continue to watch those temperatures pretty steady for us tonight. A little bit warmer for us tomorrow. This is how everything shapes out. 68. Memorial Day, though, look at those rain chances. About a 40% chance at this point and into Tuesday. Maybe you're traveling back home. Scattered showers and storms, but it will be drier than this weekend. So I'm not anticipating a washout, completely drenching forecast, which is good. We're at 74 there on Monday, 77 Tuesday. Look at that forecast there, Julian. Looks a whole lot better, drier, and much warmer into next week.
Can we just switch weekends?
I know. Just trade it out.
We could. All right. That would be nice. Thanks, Anthony. Luis Fernandez is with us right now. And Luis, I have to be honest with you. I'm a little heartbroken because I thought this time we would be talking about the Canes preparing for a game 7.
You know, we aren't, which is unfortunate, but there are plenty of other things going on in the sports world. April showers bring May flowers, but what do May flowers bring? The spring sport postseason. Thought of that one all by myself. Coming up, checking in on the Diamond, and Duke lacrosse plays in an all-time Final Four game. They just didn't get a good enough look at it. The forecast this weekend made me so nervous we wouldn't be able to play many games in on account of the rain, which would have been a shame because this lineup today has so much potential. The water cycle stayed in that condensation stage just long enough, and we get all of the important sports done. Let's start with the ACC Baseball Championship semifinal. You can see the rain falling down here early on in the first. They just essentially played through it. Clemson already up 2-0 in the first inning. Billy Amick, hello! That ball jumps off his bat. Another two runs for the Tigers. Look at this, by the way. He even hits it on the bull on the instant replay. Congrats on the free stake, everyone. Clemson stops at 5 runs in the first inning. UNC tries to respond. Hunter Stokley gets to the corner, brings a run home, but it's going to be all Clemson. Tomas Frick adds 2 solo homers, but Tigers ride to the ACC title game, 10-4 the final. Campbell trailed USC upstate 2-0 at one point in the Big South Championship game, but here come the Campbells. Bottom of the eighth, Lawson Harrell blasts it to deep center right, ties the game for Campbell. The very next batter, Grant Nipp. If I don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. 3-2 the score. That's the lead, and that's the win. Campbell wins its fourth Big South title in 5 years. Softball Super Regionals in Durham. Stanford leads the best of three series 1-0, so Duke has to win. Cardinal with the early lead, but here comes Francesca Freelich. Solo shot to left field. cuts the lead to one in the top of the third. First pitch start time was about 6 a.m. on the West Coast, but Stanford was wide awake. Danny Hayes puts the nail in the coffin with this two RBI smack in the bottom of the fifth. Duke's season comes to an end, 7-2 the final, but another great run for a young softball program. Duke's men lacrosse is the number one seed in the NCAA tournament after coming back to win late in the second round. The Blue Devils had smooth sailing against Michigan in the quarterfinals, and now it's semifinals against number 5 Penn State. These two cooked up something fun for us this Memorial Day weekend. Duke with a 15-14 lead late in the fourth quarter. Jake Morin puts in the work. Backside here for Penn State. He's going to find TJ Malone, who finishes it and ties the game at 15. And then final possession for Duke, waning seconds of the fourth. Brennan O'Neill stays calm. He's going to find Garrett Ledman, who just misses to the left. As you see here on the replay, I want you to keep an eye on number one, Ledman. He'll have a chance to make up for the miss. In overtime, first goal wins. Ledman, number one, takes it himself. He's going to make a move, dive, finds the back of the net. Duke wins and goes on to the championship game. There was some controversy here, though. We'll talk about that a little bit later up, coming on the 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. show right here on Fox 50 and WRAL.
All right, thanks, Lewis. And once again, thanks again to the field crews keeping everything dry for us. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you here later tonight on Fox 50 at 10 and WRAL News at 11. See you there.